Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington here on The Fan, and it's time to get into Oregon, Indiana, 12:30 tomorrow here on The Fan, home of the Ducks. Joey, the patented Joey Harrington worry meter for the Indiana game is?
Well, I'm going to preface this by saying, can I get a little something for the worry meter against Penn State? I think I was pretty spot on there.
You were at a five, I think?
I was right at a five. Yeah.
And for three and a half quarters, you look spot on, and then it got weird.
At any point in that game, did you think they were going to lose?
What happened? I don't think so.
Well, they had a fourth down. They were down seven.
Yeah.
They gave up the touchdown in overtime, and they were faced with fourth and one. I think at about the five.
Oh,
of Penn State.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, no, there were a couple nervous moments.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with a. I went with a five against Penn State. I'm going to go with a six.
No, so a little more, even at home, huh? Maybe.
You know, this is one of those, like you said it just a second ago, like the big team, you know, the big game against Indiana, like what? Against Indiana. Like this feels like it is one of those teams that gets pubbed up during a season. And then all of a sudden because teams lose ahead of them. Now they're ranked in the top 10. And, but there's a kind of scariness because they were a good football team last year. Like this is one of those that I think, it gets built up as a top 10 matchup, and then you think, yeah, but it's only Indiana. And then they come out and do something they shouldn't do. Like, I don't know. Like, there's just a little bit. If they were on the road, if we were playing in, Bloomington?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we were playing in Bloomington, I might be upwards of like a 7.5. But I like being at home, and I'm feeling like they're going to be better than we think they are. And I think that it's going to be Autzen. So I'm feeling like a six.
Yeah. I mean, I think Lanning's 22-1 there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. The only one was the Washington lost or Washington
and I
loss.
Don't we have the longest home win streak in the country again, if I'm not mistaken on that?
That I don't know. That I'm not familiar with, but it's a tough place to play. We know that. It's a challenge. And Indiana, I'm with you. Indiana's really good. They haven't won. I mean, they've only played two of them, but in the two games they played against teams like Oregon last year, Notre Dame and Ohio State, they were bullied pretty good. And when I went back and watched the Iowa game, and that was a close game. Iowa was never really threatening, but Indiana kind of kept spinning its wheels. They couldn't block Iowa's front. Especially the interior of their line was really problematic. And I think that one, crowd noise and the Oregon interior D-line versus the Indiana O-line, that might be a bridge too far for Indiana to overcome.
Well, and this is the thing that has, I don't want to say, unfortunately become a big glaring haves and have nots, right? All the recruiting stuff, which, you know, we all hate the stuff. But what it has done is you see the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Notre Dames, the Oregon, you know, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, like you said, they get the interior linemen.
Yeah.
That's the difference now is in the past, I think there was a little bit more parity, and you were able to, you know, some of those guys would spread out a little bit. Now that's just not the case anymore. And the bigger schools are getting the bigger guys in a bigger way than they used to before. And I think you're right. That's going to be the difference between.
What do you think of this analogy? It was from a texter a couple days ago who said, Indiana is Oregon from 10 years ago, and Oregon is the SEC from 10 years ago. What do you think about that?
10 years ago, 2015. No, I would not agree with that, Indiana being Oregon 10 years ago, because 10 years ago was Marcus's, right? That's the 2014 national champion, championship game run, right? And I don't think Indiana is that good. I would agree with Oregon being an SEC type team in terms of longstanding, you know, dominance in their respective region. But I think probably what they were trying to say is Indiana is Oregon 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, because Indiana is a nothing in terms of football tradition, which is what Oregon was when we were coming out of the Rose Bowl Cotton Bowl years right before us. Like, that was, if Indiana is able to sustain this and turn it into something that is larger on the national stage, then I think that the comparison would be to our teams, right? The 99, 2000, 2001.
Yeah. Well, I just know, like, in the portal and just in general in high school recruiting, you can find, this is going to sound weird, but you can find slot receivers. You can find athletic guys. Like, they may not be, you know, they may not be 6'2", but I can find a 5'8" corner that's really good that the big guys didn't want because he's not 6'2". And I can find a little shifty slot receiver, the Rodgers brothers that went overlooked, and, you know, LaMichael James. You can find those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find
who are they?
Yeah, you can't.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you can't find 315 pounds that move. You can find 315, but they're fat and slow. So to find guys,
another one that you can't find.
You
and now we have one. The other one that you can't find that we now have one of.
We now have one of.
We have one.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we talking about like a DeCorian Moore type
kicker? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. A true Peter Warwick, you know, Jeremiah Smith, the one guy, Reggie Bush.
Big explosive, go up and get the ball and show it to you on the way on your way to the end zone. Like, that kind of, we haven't had it.
Yeah.
We've had 100 Keenan Howries who are incredible wide receivers. Like you said, like, you can go find those guys, but you can't. The interior lineman, we've had one Haloti, you know, previously, and then now we're starting to get him. The offensive lineman and that one standout wideout.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's what separates good programs from elite programs is.
Yeah,
and it's why
Indiana isn't there yet. They're not at that level yet.
Well, if you go back, and I'm telling you, you can find them on YouTube or whatever. That I subscribe to a little service, and you can just get all 22 film. And the right guard for Indiana is, I promise you, Dan Lanning and staff are watching that Tosh Lapoy, And they're just Amari Washington and Bear Alexander are going to be like, yeah, they're fighting to see who gets to play that three technique on that right guard. I legitimately feel bad for him. It will be bad. And Indiana is going to have to – they're going to have to double team him. They can't leave that guy on an island.
I don't know if we have the time to. But this is such a great point that you're making. We had an entire offensive line of those guys, right?
Yeah.
And I was sacked the fewest times in the country. Why? Because you figure out ways to coach around that. If you know that you've got a vulnerability. So here's my question. Here's my rebuttal to you. Craig Garrett, you're waiting to see how the D lineman, who lines up in the three technique against them.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see if they're going to slide the protection.
Yeah.
Right. Are you going to go full slide, and where are you going to start your slide? Are you going to start at are you going to start the slide at the three technique? Are you going to start how are you going to protect you? Where do you move? You know, where's your launch point? If that quarterback's going to be sitting in the pocket the whole game, then you're right. Then, you know, this would be a long day for that right guard. But if they move the launch point, if they slide the protection, like, there are ways to combat that, which, again, going back to the earlier point, the brilliant coaches in college football, like the really, really good ones, the Jeff Tedfords, like the Chip Kellys, like those guys, they get it. They understand what to do. We talked about the NFL guys that don't.
Yep. And Indiana does a good job. They basically run a triple option scheme, and they try to confuse D linemen with you know, window dressing and having to make reads and stuff. I just, for my money, and I know we all love rush ends and we love, you know, corners, and maybe just because I'm an interior guy, I don't think that there is another position in all of football, minus quarterback, right? You get a quarterback and, you know, that's just different. But I just don't think someone can effectively destroy a game quite like a dominant defensive tackle, because like you said, you can roll protections or whatever, but if you're just shoving everything back in the middle, you know, watch Aaron Donald sometime, or when JJ Watt was really humming, or some of these NFL, you know, Chris Jones,
give an Oregon comparison, Nick Fairley.
Yeah, that exactly. Right. That Auburn defense was not a great defense, but they no matter what they did. He took one of the best offenses in the country and he brought it to its knees. It's one guy. And Ndamukong Suh did it, you know, an entire year at Nebraska. It's just, it's the most overlooked. Oh my God, there's nothing we can do when you get someone like that. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two.
Indiana doesn't have those guys.
No, they do not.
I have two follow-ups before we cut you loose. If your eyes are on the right guard, he is big number 74, Bray Lynch, out of Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and sometimes they rotate because, like, they don't have one. Him and another guy both play that.
And that's number 61.
And neither one of them are good.
So keep your eyes on that.
Just telling you.
You asked if Oregon's... if Oregon now has the longest home winning streak in college football, you are correct, sir. Georgia lost to Alabama. That ended the longest. And then Washington lost to Ohio State, which ended the second longest, leaving Oregon as now the longest at 18 games.
Hey, look at that.
18, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Congratulations. You're very smart.
They have six more to get to ours.
What?
We were at 24 we lost to Stanford.
You know the all-time leader? 50
at Autzen or in college football?
In college football history, I think it was like 54 or 58.
Wow.
You've talked about this team many times. Or one of these
Miami
teams.
Maybe?
Yes, Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Miami team was good.
You didn't beat them in Miami.
No.
All right, sir. Enjoy the game. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you next week.
We will. Hopefully I don't get cut in the airport.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. They didn't cut me up last week and didn't get to talk to you. So.
Okay.
I'm going to Palm Springs, though, so I'm not doing the guest picker. I'm going to Palm Springs for a wedding.
Okay. Sounds like someone trying to throw us off the set.
We'll see you on ESPN tomorrow.
Yeah. Say hi to Nick for me.
Bye.
All right, it's Joey Harrington each Friday here, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. We have more Mark Sanchez stumble video to pour over, and we'll do that next in the club on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.